Hey, welcome to another episode of Why We Love, a pleasingly average film review podcast. My name is David.
I'm Millie, aka Mother of All Xenomorphs.
And this week we are talking about Alien vs. Predator and Alien vs. Predator Requiem. Millie, I feel like this is your area of expertise. Do you want to take the floor on this?
Well, where do we start? So I think we both started with watching the first AVP. Would I be correct in saying that?
Yep.
Okay. So, and I think we're both in agreement that that would be the superior one of the two.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, total S tier versus what would you rank that secondary?
So, you know the poo emoji?
Yep.
That.
Okay, so it's off the chart, everybody, just so you guys know. It's not even on the tier list, it's just a poop emoji. So, yeah, I think we both love that first one, and then as for Requiem, that was a total mess.
Do you want to start with a good one first?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to start about what you liked the most about the movie?
The first one, the two things. One, it's directed by Paul W.S. Anderson, which I didn't realize till I got to the end. And he's the guy who did the Resident Evil films.
I didn't know that.
And I love those films. And I mean, I've never played the game, so that's my excuse, but, like, I really like the films. I think they're, like, daft fun, so. But I think the thing about the first one is at the time it was coherent. It isn't anymore because Ridley Scott won't stop making fucking Alien prequels. But, like, at the time it made sense and the, like, plot contrivance wasn't even that bad. It all fit together. It was like you've got the best hunters in the galaxy versus the most vicious creature in existence. Of course they're gonna have a fight. So in terms of shoehorning two franchises together, it's probably the one that had the least that like fit together the best. It took the least amount of like bullshit explaining reasons. Like even Freddy vs. Jason, the way they got them together was more, like, stupid. So
problematic, for sure.
Yeah, so I do like how the two, like, franchises like, mix together so well.
I mean, honestly, I totally agree with what you're saying, because if I had to think back to, like, franchises that did decide to do that whole, like, oh, let's do a meet and greet, let's, you know, mess shit up together, I would say this one takes the cake in, like, what makes the most sense, because they technically are both like alien species, not obviously from Earth. I think they're by far the coolest like creature designs like out there, and seeing those mixed together like visually is so wow, orgasmic. Can I say that? I don't know. Okay, I'm yeah. Going to. So I just think it's mind-blowing to see these two on a screen together, and I feel like this is something that people had long awaited, and it was overdue at the time, like people wanting this, and you know, we finally get this. And the first one, I feel like it was something that people didn't overly enjoy when it first came out. It has its problems. It's like an early, what was it, 2004, I think?
Yeah.
I think honestly, it has its problems. When I first watched this film, it was kind of like, I feel like I was watching it more with that letterboxed mindset of I'm watching it to judge it versus watching it to watch it. I remember watching it as a kid, but you don't remember all the bits. And then watching it as an adult who got into film, it's like you're watching it to judge it. So you're watching all the clunky things. You're looking out for the things that don't mesh well. But then I decided to do a secondary watch and say, you know what, screw that. Let's just watch it to enjoy it. And that is truly one of the most enjoyable films, personally, I've probably ever watched. These are two creatures that know how to, like, fuck shit up. And we're all here for that. That's what we wanted. And that's what we all enjoy. And I think that we got just that with this. And like I said, it's the two things we've always wanted to come face to face, and we got that. And I think that if you watch it to enjoy it, it's done really well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is one of the, like, because of, like, what it is, because it's Alien versus Predator, like it said, it basically sets out its store with the title. If you watched it with a judgy mindset, or with a, okay, let's see how this holds up as, like, an actual film sort of thing, like, you're not going to enjoy it, because I think, because it is a stupid film, but that doesn't necessarily, like, take away from it. And just watching it as an experience, it is enjoyable, and it's, even though, like, it feels so dumb to say this, but it's just cool. Like, everything about it, like, there's the Predator and the Alien, I think they appear, like, separately in the temple when they're in there. Like, you have the facehuggers getting the one set of people, and then you have the Predator where he throws the spear through the other guy. But the coolest moment is where they're on screen together for the first time. Which is where the alien just fucking impales the Predator on his tail and, like, lifts him up and just does the headshot with the secondary mouth. Like, when that happens, like, the music, the way it happens, just everything about that, like, is such a great scene. It's like, I was watching it and I was like, oh yeah, I remember this. This is cool. I forgot this was good. And then the through the chest happens and I was like, shit, this is the moment. It is so enjoyable. Like, both franchises have, like, weak elements. I think, like, cumulatively, Alien is probably the stronger franchise. I think Predator was a dead franchise until Prey came out. I think Predator's definitely the weakest franchise, but, like, this film, like, it kind of puts them on, like, even settings of, like, coolness. They both have, like, things about them where, like, you could support one over the other, but, like, really, there was good enough reasons to, like, be on the side of either, because they both had the same level of, like, oomph about them in this film.
I agree with that, honestly. It's I like, too, that, like, this is the one where I'll respect where they added in humans. I'll respect that. The second one, there was... Guys, come on. Like, I get it. I get why they're in the second one, but, oh, jeez, what an eye roll. But this one, it's kind of like, I like that the humans are here, actually. I don't mind it. We're getting an introduction, so it plays out well for what it is. And I like that you have three parties that you can kind of go, I like you the best. And like you said, they all have different backgrounds as to why they're there, they're doing the things that they're doing. And I think it's really cool that Predator is still very alien-like, but also can relate a little more to the humans than, you know, per se, the xenomorphs. These guys are completely out to lunch, like their mother. I get that. I'm here for it. I support them. That's my children. I like that this movie doesn't take itself so seriously, because I find there's certain moments during, like, parts in the Predator films that don't take itself super seriously, and then there's parts in the Alien films that don't take itself too seriously, but in all reality, both sets of those films do take itself on the more serious side, whereas this one, you get the best of both worlds. But you get the added in clunkiness of it all, which I think is a real chef's kiss. And as you mentioned, yeah, I really love that scene where the Xenomorph's kind of tucked away, and then he, like, puts his tail into the Predator. And this Predator was in his, like, invisible form. I'm not sure if you recall that.
Yeah,
that was absolutely insane to see. And you see the green just fly out of him. And it's just, What a visual. Like, I literally feel like it, like, what is it? Like, NHL, the, what a score. And I seriously feel like that's me right now. I literally am watching this, like, great job, everybody. I love what you did on the court tonight. Gold medal. And I love that in both sequences as well. I don't know if you know what I mean by this, but on both sides of the spectrum, we actually get a alpha. Do I want to say alpha male? I don't know. Are we going into the xenomorph genders? I don't know. But we'll say alpha male for the sake of this talk. So I love that on both sides, you get that all in one film. Because we got Nethead, who takes on the alpha male, like, persona for the xenomorphs. And then we get, oh God, don't tell me his name. It's right there. It's right there. Scar. Yes, I'm so good at this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, he's the alpha male for the predators, and I absolutely love this whole, like, playoff of the alphas, and I think it's really interesting to see how both of these, you know, aliens, they're incredibly smart. Both. They're both actually the smartest of their entire group. And what's really interesting on the Predator side is that Scar is actually the youngest of the three brothers within that Predator little bro clan. So I don't know if you... I think we talked about this before, about the fact that they were brothers and a little packed and trying to get their, like, kills and get their marks, and I just thought that was a really interesting sequence. Turn of a plot twist, they're brothers, oh my God, and these two are total dipshits. Wow, look at this go.
It's weird, because I would disagree with this, but not in a bit. I don't think Scar's the alpha male of the group of predators. I think he's the smart one, and he's the one who, like, functions the best, because he, like, knows what's what, and he knows how to survive. I think Celtic, who's the one who fights Grid, is the alpha male, because he's just, like, just, he's all about aggression and power and smashing an alien through a pillar and throwing him about. Like, he's the one who's all about, like, physical, like, dominance and strength, and I think he'd probably be the alpha male. And he's dumb as well, because, like, they are meant to be, like, that's part of their thing. They've, like, trained for this. This is their test. And he's just, like, he, like, nets Grid. And he's like, okay, I'm done. I'm good. And then Grid fucked him up. I think...
Get on.
Yeah. I think Grid's probably... Well, Grid is the alpha male of that group. Just because he seems to be, like, the only one, like, secondary to the Queen who, like... knows what's what, like, when Scar is shooting all the xenomorphs, Grid's the one who's like, oh shit, dude, I'm getting out of here, see you guys, and, like, dip. So, yeah, but I
agree with you, though. I actually, now that I'm thinking of what you're saying, I would say that he is the alpha male, but because of how stupid and he gets, like, he goes in with this, like, fuck you, I'm gonna fuck your shit in. And then he gets his shit fucked in. And I just think that's, wow, what a plot twist. Because I actually did read up on this, that the other two were more aggressive. And, like, it's just funny, because when you talked about that, all I'm thinking is, did he just call him a Chad? And, like, as a predator, did he just say this guy's a fucking Chad? And I actually agree with that. They're total Chads in a world where Scar's just, like, guys, we could have did this and not fucked this up, but you two arsehats decided to do this and totally mess it up, and now I'm a lone wolf trying to do this on my own. But I think that Scar does take that, you know, alpha male title real fast, and then, you know, at the end where he, like, you know, like, dies, and, oh my God, spoilers, I'm so sorry for anyone watching. I think you guys would have figured that out, that this is from 2004, and that's your fault if you watch this. But yeah, no, it
needs to watch it. So. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if you're listening to this and, you know, you didn't watch this, I'm hoping we're making you want to watch it. But it's like, when he dies, like, it's kind of like, in my head, obviously, he's the most memorable because, you know, the other two got shit on. And it's, I think he took that title to his death. And the way that he played this whole thing, and he became kind of, you know, teammates with, what was her name again? Was it Tess? I think it was Tess.
You know what's weird? I've got written down the names of all the Predators and the alien, because those are the important characters, and I have not written down the name of a single fucking human.
I love that. Hold on, I can find it here. There's no way her name was... Okay, I'm looking this up, and I literally, it's... Maybe her name was Alexa? That's crazy if it was. Because for some reason, I'm feeling like her name was Tess. See, that's why humans aren't memorable in these. That's why. This is what we're coming to terms to right now. Who gives a shit about the humans? Let's watch the aliens fight. Like, am I right or am I wrong?
I mean, you are. Because I remember that Lance Henriksen is Wayland, but that's because, like...
He's in other alien films. Did you know that?
What's that, sorry?
The guy who plays Waylon, if I'm not mistaken, I'm like 80% sure, he actually plays the guy in Aliens. He's the robot.
Yeah, Bishop.
Yes, is that not the coolest thing ever?
Yeah, well, they do that trick in Thingy Alien 3 first, where, because at the end of that one, I think they've like called in for help or something, and the ship arrives, and I think it's meant to be one of the Waylons, and Ripley's all fucked up about it because she's like, "Oh, you look like the robot," and yeah.
I would just remember him as the guy who just gets like milkified in Aliens. He's like very milky looking. Like, wow, yeah. He got absolutely shit on too. I love talking about Aliens because like every third word is that guy got shit on. See, do you remember when that guy got shit on? But yeah, her name is Lex. I don't know why I'm thinking Tess. I don't know why that came to mind, but that's just to show you that no one gives a shit about the humans. No offense to you and me and everyone else, but we're here to watch aliens and predators fuck shit up, and that's all we really give a shit about.
Oh, and when you said about the... I do want to get back to, like, a human getting shat on, but... the clunkiness, because you mentioned it, and part of the clunkiness, I think, kind of, like... really like leans into like the chadification of Celtic, and it's when he runs after Grid to punch him up more, the camera shakes and his like footfalls are like thump thump thump, and I was watching, I was like, what is this about, because like they're super stealthy hunters, and earlier on like one of them was just like jumping around, and they were like, shit, where is he, what the hell, and then this guy's just like dunk, 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 and it was, yeah, that was, I loved that.
There's so many things like that. I think when you're watching, you're kind of like, well, that fucking wouldn't actually happen because you would have got shit on way sooner. And yeah, it's like they walk like they're like, it's all about, I find with these guys, like, I'm going to be invisible and I'm going to be so stealthy. You also sound like you're fucking 700 pounds. So where are we going with this attitude?
You know who else is, like, weirdly stealthy? And I loved this moment. The aliens, like, the thing about them is that regardless of where they are or if you can see them or not, the humans should be able to, and they never do, hear them because they are hissing every second of just every... Just all the time, all day, every day, just hissing.
Yep.
And then right at the end of the film, when Lex and Scar are about to escape, one alien jumps on them, on Scar, and he flings it off, and it whizzes past just a crowd of other aliens that have just magically appeared there. It's just like, you see, like, the alien kind of, like, flies across the screen, and then it just halts with, like, a Grid and just a load of other aliens. I'm like, where the fuck do you come from?
I actually, speaking of the hissing and the noises, I think you seen my tweet earlier, and I was tweeting out about, I absolutely love, like, that... like that they make when they kill someone, like, why are you so cute, who made you this adorable, like, it literally, like, like, oh, why are you a cat? I swear to god, this xenomorph is literally actually my cat, like, it makes the same noises and everything, and I am all here for it. I love the noises that they make, and it's like they are so obnoxious, and yet you guys are like eyes closed, hands over your eyes, like, Where are they? I don't know. Like, and you guys get to see in this movie. Wait till we talk about Requiem and you don't see shit. So you guys are literally, like, hands over your eyes, like, oh, I don't... Seriously? Okay. So, yeah, no, I love that. I love the noises they make, and I think that's, I love my kids. Sorry, this whole video, this whole thing is just about me talking about how much I love my fucking kids.
I will level with you that moments before one of the aliens fucking head shoots Chopper in the face, my thought wasn't, "Ah, cutie." I wasn't thinking that. I'll have to level.
Well, you should have been. I'm offended. I think too, the part where, okay, like, correct me if I'm wrong, because you know me and my short term, but it's like, okay, so Grid kills, it might have been Celtic, maybe, I don't know, but he kills them and they kind of go like under, like, do you know what I mean? Like under the floor almost, they go through.
Yeah, through the floor, yeah.
Okay, and then he does this little, I genuinely wish people could see, they do this little, he walks up and he makes this little, thing and his little face and his little head. Oh, you cute little being. Like, were you not just in love? I was.
I will level with you that I won't say I was in love with it.
It's adorable.
But that shot is really cool. Because it's like, it's really far away. And it's like crouching on. Isn't it like a pile of fucking skulls? And he's like,
that's what I think. Yes.
Yeah. And so it's very cool. I did like, I mean, we're going to get onto it, but considering the lack of just any concept of filmmaking and shot layout and lighting in the second one, like, the first one has such a good understanding of, like, just how to make shit work. Like, it's so good because it's far back. He's almost silhouetted, but because of the light coming in from the hole in the ceiling, you can still see, like, the green crisscross on his head, and it's just, that is, like, beautiful.
And this is not even just how to make, you know, film work. This is how to make fucking crazy film work.
Yeah.
Like, this movie is absolutely fucking insane. What are we doing? What's the plot here? I don't know. Crazy shit happening. And we get so many, I'm going to repeat myself, so many, in capital, italicize? I don't know. So many scenes that are so cool. Like, how about the part where what's his nuts takes little my son and drags him and slaps him across those pillars, like, in that whole scene he's whipping him around like a rag doll. It broke my heart. Like, don't get me wrong, it fucked me up mentally, but looking past that is a phenomenal, like, phenomenal fight scene. Like, I find every time we get these two in a room, we get such a good fight, such a great fight. It's well done. It's well, a little clunky, but that's okay. We'll just ignore that. That didn't happen. But if you're just watching it to enjoy this, this is so much fun. This is crazy. This is awesome action. And the fight scenes are incredible. This is honestly, like, I could sit here and talk about this movie all day because I just think it's so well done. Like, for a batshit crazy movie about batshit crazy beings.
Well, that fight scene is, like, a highlight. And considering that this film came out, like, 19 years ago, which makes me feel so old, it's horrible. Like, the thing I love about it, which I kind of remembered while watching it, was that at that point, slow motion action sequences hadn't been, like, overdone. And I don't think at that time anyway, but, and that whole scene, like, well, there's a couple of instances of slow motion in this film, but when he, like, smashes him through the pillar and just flings him down the corridor and he just sails through the air in slow motion, it's just, I was like, that is art right there. That is beautiful. So, yeah.
I just think it's, yeah, I think it's a really well done film, and I think you just, you get what you want when you want to watch aliens just fuck each other's shit in, really. Like, I mean, and if you're not, like, the only thing about this movie that will always bother me, but this is totally as a mother, of the aliens. Not even as a film person, I think the part that really... Oh, and I'm not... I've talked to you about how much these films affect me and, like, how, like, I've actually physically cried. The scene where the Predator decides, like, all right, since you're a weakling, you can't do anything for yourself. You're a whiny little bitch. You can't do anything. We're going to get you set up with something. So what does he do? He goes and cuts one of this dildo's heads off and uses it as a motherfucking shield. Like, that right there, I won't even lie to you. Firstly, cool, okay? If we're just like, if I'm just not, just pull away the fact that I'm a mother for a second, that was really cool. And I think that's a really neat idea. How he uses, like, he severs the alien's finger, uses that, like, you know, the blood, the fact that it, like, is kind of, like, acidic. Is that the right word? Yeah.
Yeah.
you're the smart one here. I'm just here to blab. I think that's really cool. I think there's a really great use of, like, weapons in this, and how they go about it is really neat. And then, you know, using that head had to be the most traumatic thing for me personally in that film. Broke my heart. And then the scene after, because there's two scenes that break my heart. That's one. The second is Queen Alien. Oh, we get Antarctica Big Head running. Firstly, that running scene, mwah, chef's kiss, holy shit.
Where she's chasing her through, like, the bones.
Yes, and her little arms are flying. She looks like a fucking T-Rex. I love it. It's like we get something straight out of Jurassic Park set in, like, Antarctica, and this big head is just running, and just her little arms flapping, and she, like, get it, girl. Get it. You don't get it, but just, I wish you did, but you didn't. And watching her get shit on, and you know, that thing, the chains that get, like dipshit Lex kind of fucks her shit in. The chains. Yes. Yeah. And then she goes over the edge and into the water. And yeah, that broke my heart too, because that's mother to mother shit right there. And that one hurt.
I have to say, with in the Queen fight, where Scar, like, jumps and does the little spin before, like, stabbing the spear into her, I was like, that's cool. That's cool. There was two things. One, have you seen the Resident Evil films?
Yep.
Okay. So, the guy... His real name's Colin Salmon, and I didn't bother to write down what his character name was, but you know the guy who gets netted in this one? In Alien vs. Predator, sorry.
Yeah, like the human guy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he, in... I think it's the first Resident Evil film, he's the one who gets, like, gridded by the lasers, the laser defense system. It, like, cuts him up into cubes, and then he gets... cubed in this, and I was like, haha, oh, fucking love that.
Wait, this was the same... Wait, sorry, was this the same actor?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I didn't know that. That's amazing.
I was like...
This is like a total Justin Long moment. So, someone coming in to get shit on in the same way. We love that.
Yeah. I don't even know... I mean, if it was like... If it had been a different director, I probably wouldn't have even noticed, but because it was Paul W.S. Anderson and the same actor and kind of the same death... I was like, nah, that has to be on purpose. This is too perfect to not have been on purpose. So, but I love that.
What a cool catch.
Yeah. And the at the beginning, where you see the silhouette of the satellite and it looks like the Alien Queen's head. I love that. But yeah, that's just because weird visual things. I was like, oh, cool, that's like the Queen Alien. And then it's just like a satellite. I was like, oh. It's not before
she died.
Yeah.
How didn't I catch this? Now, you're going to make me have to go back again for the 500th time, probably this month. And how did I not catch that? That's frustrating.
And there's a scene in... do you have anything more you want to say about this film in particular? Or
I think we pretty much... covered a lot of bases, and if I do, it'll, like, come back to me randomly in, like, 10 minutes.
That's fine. We can happily jump back to this film as many times as we need to, because it's a fucking, like, 5 out of 5 banger or fucking...
Do you really rate that a 5 out of 5?
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't say to if someone said, like, I don't know, like... I'd probably rate it a 5 out of 5 in a different way than I'd rate... I don't know. Fucking... I don't know. But it's one of those films that I'll be like, yeah, 5 out of 5. You know when people on Twitter are talking about their, like, horror, like, relaxation films? Comfort yeah. films? I know this technically isn't horror, it's just horror, like, franchise characters, but this is probably, would be, like, one of the, like, comfort films. I can, like, watch this over and over, and it's just a fun time, so, yeah, I'd say 5 out of 5.
I agree. I actually also gave this a 5 out of 5, and my ranking has grown on this every time, because this movie started out as a 4 out of 5 for me, like, right off the rip, it was a 4 out of 5, and then I rewatched, I've actually watched this movie, I'm not even shitting you, probably 3 times in the past 2 months. And every time it's grown even more. Like, it's just a movie that, like, you watch and you're just like you said, it's just always a good time. So yeah, I actually I did actually dish out the 5 out of 5 on this, and I truly mean that with every, like, bone that's not in my heart, but I'm gonna say every bone in my heart. And I think that 130% Grid is by far my favorite Xenomorph, and that's like a big thing for me. I don't like playing favorites with my kids. Find that to be a bit intimidating, and it could hurt some feelings. But Xenomorph wise, I would say Grid is my favorite alien. I love that, you know, that all black design, but then you get the crisscross green just kind of like squirting out of his head is just a really good zazz and touch of color, and really makes him have that unique look.
Yeah, I think he's, like, particularly good, because, like, I think that's the thing with, the Xenomorphs, they've, in the films they're in, they are just meant to be, like, this just threat, and the fact that they, like, all look the same kind of works in those films, like, particularly in Aliens, where the design is more heavily H.R. Giger inspired, like, where they're like, oh god, they're coming out of the walls, and there's, like, the real emphasis on, like, the markings on their arms and, like, the tubes in the back and the stuff like that. I do think, like, those designs are beautiful, but they are all the same, and it does lend more to that thing of, are they, even though we see them get, like, bored, are they creatures or are they weird, fucked up machine things? I think that's, their designs work well in the original films. But in this one, Grid is so good because giving him that extra distinctive design, even though it's only a small thing, it really does, like, kind of, like, enhance his character, because you can see, oh shit, he is the leader, he is doing this, that, and the other. And he fucking murked a predator because of the stupid net thing. So yeah.
Well, exactly. And he's one that, yeah, like you said, he has that kind of distinct look and you can tell who he is. And I think, I mean, again, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the first time we really see an alien be different looking, like really different, you know what I mean? Is Alien, would I be wrong in saying 3? Because 3 is where we get the dog alien?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Because Alien 3, I have a very complicated relationship with, because I saw, like, the extended version of it first. And the extended version, I think, was a director's cut, but it wasn't put together by David Fincher. It was put together by the studio. And all I remember is it's longer than the original. The chest burster doesn't come out of her chest when she jumps into the lava. And the alien bursts out of the body of a dead cow. And I fucking hate that film so much, that version of it. And then when I went back and watched the original, like, theatrical cut, you've got the chest burster at the end, which I think is great, but it comes out of the body of a dog, which makes so much more sense through the rest of the film. Because he's a little dog. It's like, the way he moves, everything about it is just, like, dog. And Yeah, that because that was such a, in terms of the Alien films, that one was the one that, like, that's one of the reasons I liked it so much, because it comes out of the body of a dog, and it acts, moves, kind of looks like a dog, is roughly the same size as a dog for a bit of the film, and I'm just like, oh shit, they take on the characteristics of, like, whatever they pop out of, and it's never been done much since then, but that would have been the first one where they, like...
It's distinct.
Changing, yeah.
And I like that. Like, I like that, like, and as the film's progress, I would say they do get, like, that one, you know, main alien that kind of does is more distinct than the others, because if we look at Resurrection, well, that one's pretty obvious. Yeah. Alien 3, obvious. Trying to think back to the other Alien films, but, like, I find it they do get more distinct as you go, and I like that. I mean, if you want, we can zoom over to Requiem. I'll probably sit here and talk about definitive alien looks all day if it was up to me.
Well, it's a good point to go over to Alien, because to Alien vs. Predator Requiem, because Alien vs. Predator Requiem does have a distinctive alien design, which I am intrigued to hear your thoughts. I mean, I've seen the tweet you posted about it. I know what your thoughts are, but I really do want to hear
Of the Predalien?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so firstly, I hate that. poop emoji. So I think that, yeah, I mean, in regards to my tweet, I think the part that makes me the most mad is that people really did hate on Resurrection for many reasons, which is totally understandable. I totally get why people don't like that movie. But to hate on this tiny little thingy that's a baby. He's a baby. He's just a baby. He's really big, but he's just a little guy. And he's so cute. He has a facial emotions. Like, you can see in his face that when he's, like, sad or upset, and the part where he gets sucked out, he's, like, so sad looking. And then we hate on him. God forbid this ugly mofo, which he's not. He's adorable, by the way. Then we switch over to AVPR. Ew. And we get this ugly, big-headed lump. Lump. I don't even know what they were thinking with that design. Honestly, it's depressing looking. It all kind of, like, so we got kind of like an alien head going on, but then we get the Predator. Do I want to call this hair? Or should we call this hair?
It's weird because they're clearly meant to be dreadlocks, but they are fucking, they are spines. They're not hair. Like,
For the sake of this example, we'll call it Predator hair, because I'm too lazy to think of actual real terms, and I'm not very scientifical. So the weird Predator hair, and then it's all like you can visually see me, they can't, but just know I'm making a weird dildo shape with my hands right now, and then it has like the little floofies on the side, and then the weird little fangy vampire thingies. It's just so ugly. Like, it's literally it's an abomination. Like, it should not exist. Why were you born? Poor Scar, he was put to shame. Like, he birthed the ugliest motherfucker around.
Even though I had the benefit of seeing you doing all that, if you hadn't have said, I wouldn't have known that this was the action for dildo head.
Oh. Well, it is. Now you know. I just think that design's really depressing looking. I hate it. Like, the idea is cool. Don't get me wrong. Like, I think they had an idea. They went for it terribly. But I don't know any other way they could have done this better, sadly enough. Like, I'm trying to think of a way that you could make a Predalien look a little better. But that was just a big-headed, ugly motherfucker.
Well, I was going to say, when it pops out of the chest at the end of AVP, and it does the hiss, but then it has the weird, like,
the vampire fangs.
Yeah, I don't, like, that, it's just like, haha, cool, they've set up for a sequel, and you don't have to think about it. This whole film, like AVPR, which was released 3 years later, in 2007.
Yep.
In the US, was released on the 25th of December. So, the worst Christmas present for America. But there you go. So, but the thing about it is the whole of the film hinges on this cool new design. And it's so bad. And I don't know how you would have done it, and I'm sure they would have probably done concept art for this and then changed it just to make it practical to work. But why didn't they just give it, like, a predator mouth? Just a predator mouth, and then when it opens the mouth, there's a second mouth in there. I don't, like, that just seems more simple to me, but I don't make films, but I just, because neither the predator or the alien have, like, flappy mouths on the side of their face. They don't. Neither of them have that. So it's like, just. But, and this film, and one of the issues that we're probably going to keep coming back to is the light or lack thereof. Because I am willing to say this film may have had some just incredible visuals and incredible non-verbal storytelling.
But how would we know?
I will never know because it's fucking pitch black. Like, but it's like the only film I've seen that's like visually darker than this is The Batman. I was just like, put some fucking lights on. But at the beginning of AVPR, they have the scene from the end of Alien vs. Predator. In it to show the Predalien chest bursting. And I would say, oh yeah, this is the best scene in AVPR because it's a scene taken from AVP. Makes sense. It's not. They reshoot it and make it as murky as the rest of the fucking film. Because I'd watched them with less than like 5 minutes between the two. When that bit happened, I was like, oh god, you even fucked up this bit as well. Like, you haven't just fucked up your own film, you fucked up a scene from the other film as well. Weirdly enough, like, it should be noted, the AVPR isn't directed by Paul W.S. Anderson. It's directed by the brothers Strauss, who are only famous, well, this may be incredibly reductive, but the only reason I've ever heard of them, and most people have ever heard of them, is that they are special effects designers, and they were working on Battle Los Angeles, which is a shit film, and they walked off that because they were unhappy with how they were being treated XYZ. And they decided, fuck it, we're going to make our own alien invasion film using, like, our own special effects, and it'll be amazing. And they came out with, like, a cool little low-budget film called Skyline. Have you seen Skyline?
I have not.
It's good. The sequels that come after, less so. But the first one, I will say, is pretty good. It's like 90 minutes. It's like, you know, it's cool. But so that's their thing. They got, they walked off another studio and set, like, did their own film. That's the only thing I know them for. And they directed this. And the thing that they did in Skyline, which they don't do in this, is they turned some fucking lights on. It baffles me that this got, like, that no one, like, caught this. I get that it's all set at night, but, like, the first one was set in a fucking pyramid several million feet below Earth. Like, and they had some fucking lights going on. It's so. There's one cool thing about this film, which you probably know because you bother doing research into the aliens and none of the human people. Oh fuck! Don't expect me to remember the names of any of these humans because I was not paying attention to any of them. The predator in this one in AVPR that goes to hunt down the Predalien and all the other escaped aliens. He's called Wolf. And the reason they gave him the codename Wolf is because of Wolf in Pulp Fiction. Because he's doing the same thing. He's going to an area to clean up a mess that was caused by somebody else fucking up. I was like, well, that's cool, I guess, but...
But the whole rest of the movie's fucked, so...
Yeah,
that's a tough one. I don't rarely... Like, very rarely do I not like movies. So this is what makes this so hard for me. Especially where it's like, movies with my kids in it. It makes it so much harder. So... Just like you said, main issue with this movie is the fucking lighting. I don't know who greenlit this fucking movie. Who let that happen? There's got to be a fucking... There's a department for everything in movies. There has to be a lighting department. Who greenlit this? Who let this happen? I need to talk with them. I need to speak with your fucking manager. Like, it's... I mentally am not okay after that movie. I think that, especially considering the TV I'm watching on is some fucking low-budget piece of shit Roku TV that was maybe $300... So, sorry, I'm not, and I'm not going to diddle around with my fucking TV settings to watch your movie and hope that I can catch a fucking glimpse of the fucking Predalien. Not that I want to, but it's a depressing movie because it starts strong. That's what I hate about this movie. I actually don't hate the start. The part you're talking about, I'm not even talking about that, the part that you mentioned at the very start where they fucked that up. I'm talking about the whole, like, going to Earth, like in the little kid and the dad. I think that was actually really strong. I actually didn't mind that. And I think it's really cool when little kids die in movies, not in real life, just so we're clear. But in movies, I think this is so, especially for early 2000s, when little kids die in movies, you have your audience's attention. And I promise you, that is a trope that will always fucking work when little kids die. Totally not to bring Halloween Ends into this, but fuck yeah, when that little kid flies off that staircase. I fucking love that part.
That is the fucking, literally, my...
The best part of that movie.
That film went from, like, sky high, my expectations, to so low. But that bit is just when the parents walk in and go, oh, hey, and a child just goes,
holy shit.
I was like, yeah, the
flat
fuck
like fucking pizza. It's amazing. That's what I mean. When you have little kids dying in movies, you have your audience's attention. So, and on top of it, we get this cute, you know, this cute little, oh, we're bonding, we're hunting, we're chilling, daddy, son moment. Like, so adorable. Love it. And then, oh my God, look, we got this ship. We got fucked up shit happening. And then the alien's like, what's up, fuckers? And then, you know, and then we got vagina suckers sucking on faces. Fucked. So anyways, it all just went 0 to 100. I think that was a great start. And then, you know, when the police find the bodies and the predator's kind of like, oh shit, can't have that happening, fucking skin those fuckers, throw them up in a tree. Amazing. Like, it's, I truly love, like, truly I love the start of this movie. It just all goes to shit when they decide, like, we're gonna go in the nighttime, but we're not gonna make it work. We're going to make our audience sweat to watch our motherfucking movie. And I think that's where everything went wrong here. Because I don't think this movie is as terrible as what we think it is. I think we really just can't fucking see anything. And I think that is the main problem.
I do think that, because apparently one of the things that was said about this film was that they upped the gore. And I was like, fucking news to me. And I have, like, because my parents are, like, delightful and we're actually... I was about to say, because they went to a Black Friday sale. They didn't. They used Amazon on Black Friday. I'm giving them, like... But the TV I have is quite big, and because I live in a tiny flat, it's quite close to me. So I have, like, the benefit of goodish visuals, like, close to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's still fucking... pitch black.
It doesn't make a difference. And that's what's depressing about this movie, because I really, truly think... I think we all hate this movie because of the lighting. And fuck you, lighting department. You guys fucking ruined this for all of us. And yeah. I'm a firm believer in this could have been good. And if you want to call yourselves as directors, special effects artists, fucking show me. Show me your fucking special effects. I can't fucking see because y'all greenlit a movie that we can't fucking see. So, anyways, I think that... There was even parts in this movie where I was kind of like, Ah, because like again, this is my third rewatch of this movie within the past 3 months because I watch them back to back every fucking time. I don't know why I do that to myself. Depressing. And I every time I watch this, I actually think I see something new, but I've got to put my eyeball like this close to the screen, like a fucking milli inch to go, oh, that wasn't there the last time. And that's a truly depressing way to watch a movie. Cause again, there is scenes in this where I'm like, oh, that was cool. Like when, again, we're going to call them all what's their nuts. Cause anyways, what's their nuts? Blonde girls running up the hallway and the predator fucking threw that.
Oh, the disc.
Yes, and it fucking lands and hits her. Love that scene. That was great. Guess what? Yeah. I'll tell you something. That's one of the scenes we can see.
Yeah, I love that because you could have said, okay, guess what's going to happen in this scene? And I'm just going, I don't know. And literally, she runs like that disc. Not only does it hit her, it fucking lifts her into the air. And when it pins her to the wall, I was like, fuck, this is some good shit. But like,
yeah, we needed more of that. We need, like, and even the part where, They're in the doctor's, like, in the hospital, sorry, and the doctor's, like, looking at all the pregnant people, and you see all the fucking chest bursters, like, in their pregnant woman's stomach, but you can really see them, and then the fucking ugly big head comes up and fucks his shit in, but you can see that. Like, where was this the whole film? Like, you can make a movie in the dark and be dark and gloomy. I can list you 500 movies. I'm not gonna, but I could. And I can list you 500 movies because most horror movies, would you agree in saying most of them are at fucking nighttime and most of them are in the dark or have a gloomy setting?
Yeah, the only ones that, like... Yeah, because, like, that, like, I mean, there's some where they set it in the day, like they do, like, with a Quiet Place 2 and things like that. There's bits where it's in the day, just, but whenever they set horror movies in the day, I always think that's just, like, some guy just, like, dick swinging going, yo,
check Ari out. Ari Aster's like, check out my dick size, bro. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. but it's fucked.
Check out the brass ones on me. Fucking Midsummer. It's going to be so fucking bright all the time. most of the time it is dark, but, like, they're always, like... I mean, look at fucking Paranormal Activity, all of them. They are set at night using night vision cameras, but you can still fucking see what's going on. And the bits in this way you could see, those bits... Which is why I call it a joke, but it's, like, true. This film could have some of the best shit going on. It's just...
We wouldn't know.
It's impossible to see. Because the stuff... Like, the fact that the Predalien can, like, just vomit chest bursters into people, that's cool. The fucking...
Wait, you saw that part? I didn't. See, I didn't even know that. Amazing.
Yeah, it's... I don't... it's... No, I think it... I think there's a couple of instances. The one is where I don't think you see him do it when it's the woman in the bed who, like, the bit, you know, the bit that you said about where, like, they'd all burst out of her and then the Predalien fucks up the doctor. Don't see her get impregnated, I don't think, but there's a bit where you see the Predalien, it grabs someone, opens the mouth and kind of just, like, latches onto their face. And it's like you see their, like, neck, like, bulge a couple of times as stuff goes into them. And it's like...
Oh, this is coming too, actually. I think I remember this.
Oh, okay. But I was just like, yo, shit, this is so cool. And,
yeah, if you would have just made the movie all visually. And all the... I don't know if you noticed, a lot of the action sequences are when the quality and the light is at its shittiest. Which is super... That whole sewer scene, what happened? Did you see anything? Oh, I didn't.
The suicide spot. That was shit. But you know what? One of my main problems with this film as well as the lighting, is because the thing with AVP is that it's in a giant pyramid, because it's always changing, you can have, like, essentially infinite locations, but no one ever feels safe. Always in close proximity to something else, or you always get that sense anyway. Like, God. Like, for instance, that guy, he, like, drops through the floor, so he's safe from the fucking predator, but the tunnel opens, and there's a fucking alien in there that comes and fucks him up. So, that, you have, like, that sort of setting, you have the benefit of it being wide open, but at the same time, very constrictive. Mm-hmm. And just playing with that can go from, like, giving the illusion of safety to very claustrophobic and things like that. This... The bit where the area in the woods where the kids and the dad are hunting and the ship crashes, where is that in location to the fucking town? Because they go looking for them at night, the police do, they do the sweep of the forest. But none of them go, ah, yeah, the forest where that fucking thing crashed. It was just like, oh no, we'll go out in the forest. And then... Wolf, when he gets out of the spaceship, he sets off one of the bombs and just does a little jog away from the ship. And I'm like, hold on. I am fine if they can do settings on the bombs, that's fine. But you need to tell us, because he just jogged away from something that I have been led to believe is a fucking nuke. In the last film, that bomb was responsible for wiping out the whole Mayan civilization. And in this film, it just... blows up one spaceship, but no one was like, oh yeah, in that forest, we need to go into the forest where the kid and the dad are. Let's head for the big fucking smoking crater in the ground where there's a spaceship, because they might have gone there to investigate. And we should probably call off the search after about a couple of hours, because like a bomb went off there this morning, so they're probably dead. No, and I was just like, so, I was like, how far away is this fucking forest from the town that no one's gone to investigate? A crashed spaceship and a bomb. And then they're fighting in the sewers, and they just burst out, and it's just in the middle of the town. I'm like, oh, fuck, you covered a lot of ground very quickly, and just...
It's depressing, right? Like, and then I think my other biggest problem with this is, well, I mean, there's a giant list. We've just made fun of this movie this whole time. I think the thing I like probably the least, and I, again, like, if you feel differently, like, let me know. Maybe I'm fucking crazy, which I am. So enlighten me a little more as to if I'm really, really crazy.
No.
I fucking hate the way all of everything looks in this movie. I hate the way the xenomorphs look. I hate the way that predator looks. I fucking hate the way that predalien looks. I just don't like the look of like anything in that movie. Like, it's just, I don't know what it is. And then I guess for the actors themselves, I was kind of like, maybe this is my own age speaking to me. I don't fucking know. I was like, who the fuck are you guys? Like, I don't know. Like, it's just because I find there's people like that I know in movies. And I'm like, oh, look, like Sigourney Weaver. Oh, my God. Who the fuck doesn't know Sigourney Weaver? And then it's like you get to these movies that are later on. I thought we would just like pick like. I think I know the only actor I think I knew in that movie was the dude who played the cop.
Yes, I know him. I couldn't tell you anything else he's been in, but I do recognize his face.
No, same. Like, I recognize his face, but I'm like, everyone else, I'm like, who the fuck are you guys? And why are you in a 2000s movie that's supposed to be something that I love and I fucking hate it because of, like, everything?
I don't necessarily hate the designs of the xenomorphs themselves, and that's because they're black and the rest of the film's black, so... fuck knows what's going on with them. The Predalien, I think, yes, bad design, doesn't look good. Looks very bad when you see its head in the proportion to the rest of its body, because it's just...
Oogly.
Yeah. The Predator, I thought, because he had a range of masks, and he seemed to go for the only one that I actively had a problem with. But also on the spaceship, and this really bothered me, and it shouldn't, because it's only in for like a couple of seconds. But I was watching, and I was like, the fuck is this? His TV comes out of the ground, behind his chair, over the top of it, down to the front, and then the bit which is actually a screen, like, swings round to face him. I was like, That is the most convoluted way of just having a tea. Just fucking stick it in a bit of space in front of you. And that wound me up more than it probably should have done. But no, it's... It... Everything... Everything about it is... Like... Not good. And I could... I realised when I got to the swimming pool scene, when it got a bit past that, I was like... It kind of dawned on me. I was like, I've never seen this film all the way through. Because the last time I tried to watch it, I was watching it for, like, recreational, you know, film viewing. And I got to the bit in the swimming pool, and I was just like... I was like, you're indoors. You could have at least... you could have turned some fucking lights on here. And I was like, I can't watch a film that's just... darkness for 2 hours, so I switched it off at that point. I was just like, fuck it, I don't need it, because the first one's good enough. And I ended up having to watch it for this, and I was like, oh yeah, I've never actually watched this. What was I thinking? But yeah, it's...
I think everything just looks funny in that movie, and it's dark and it's weird. And even, I don't know if you remember the part where at the very start, the face hugger goes on the dad.
Yeah.
Even the face hugger looked fucking weird. It was like brownish. Why are you brownish looking? Or you know what? Fuck, that might have been my fucking $300 TV looking like a piece of shit. But I swear to God, like, cause you know how like the face huggers are normally like a weird skin color and slimy looking. They're very like pale and like almost like a weird skin color, weird gross pale color. I don't know. But these ones were like brownish, and I just find everything in this movie has something that makes it look a little bit off, and I'm like, why do you guys need to change things that work? And it's just so botheringsome for me.
Well, I was gonna say, because those face huggers, weren't they the ones that like escaped from the ship? So maybe, and I don't want to...
You're giving this the benefit of the doubt. I know exactly what you're going to say, and you're giving these fuckers the benefit of the doubt.
I hate doing the mental gymnastics that is required to give them the benefit of the doubt, but it could be that usually they've come fresh out of a sack covered in gloop, whereas in this one, they'd smashed out of, like, a pickling jar. It might have been that. I don't know
we'll
if it is.
We'll give the benefit of the doubt.
But yeah, it's...
We'll give the 2-star film the benefit of the doubt, everyone. You heard it first here.
I mean, you're being generous giving it 2 fucking stars.
I know, I am. And I swear to God, every time I fucking watch this, I had it at a 2.5. Then I degraded it down to a 2 the last time we spoke about this, actually. And now I just rewatch it and I'm like, should I downgrade this again to like a 1.5? Because holy shit, every time I watch it, I think it gets worse. But I think I go in with expectations that every time it's going to get better, and it just fucking doesn't, and I'm vastly disappointed every single time.
Yeah. And you know what also didn't work for me with this one is, and off podcast we have had the discussion about the need / the lack of need for humans in these films, but in Alien vs. Predator, the first one, you have Lex who teams up with the Predator at the end. And so like it kind of gives like a reason for you to care about the humans. In this, there is no interaction between like the humans and the Predator, or no meaningful interaction. It's just like none of them ever like team up with it, so it's just like...
There is one, actually.
Is there?
There is. There is one where they're in, I think it's an ammo store or a hardware store. And the guy, yeah, so what ends up happening is the guy, the main guy, no fucking clue what his name is. So what's his nuts guy? He's kind of, he was like upside down hanging. And then he kind of cuts himself loose or whatever. And anyways, the Predator's actually in there. And next thing you know, the Predator and aliens are also in there. Next thing you know, the two stoners went to go. What's his nuts guy realizes that the Predator is like killing the aliens, which is what the humans want ultimately, right? Is these aliens like, what the fuck? Who the fuck are these guys? So he realizes what the Predator's doing. He catches on. You see him catching on. And then the two stoner guys go and go almost shoot the Predator. And then before that, What's-His-Nuts goes, no! Because, like, he realizes that the Predator is killing the things they need to be deaded. So, but then the stoner guys end up shooting at him. Predator ends up fucking their shit in, of course. And then it ends up in a game of fuck you. And then the whole hospital scene where What's-Her-Nuts goes flying up into the fucking wall with that fucking disc blade shit and gets her shit fucked in. Then What's-His-Nuts goes fucking crazy because the Predator just killed his fucking girlfriend. So.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Is that, that's the best moment for the... Was that a Predly News, is it? Where he... Is it... And is it that the same guy? Where he's by the lift and then the Predly just grabs him and just fucks him.
Yeah, the Predalien, he fucking... He right through his, like, under his shoulder there, he gets, like, the fucking tail of the Predalien goes right through him. Yeah. Right in the shoulder. Yeah. It's that whole sequence was just so. First, he's like, I get the Predator. I understand you. And then the Predator accidentally kills his girlfriend. It wasn't even really the Predator's fault. Like, honestly, if we're being honest with one another, that wasn't even his fault. He wasn't aiming for her.
Yeah. He'd already let go of the disc. The disc will do.
Yeah, the disc was. Right. Yeah, the disc does what the disc wants. So, anyways, that whole. And then him just like, running and shooting. How embarrassing. Like, I had secondhand embarrassment for him. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, you're gonna take down the Predator, all right, my guy, for sure.
I was gonna say, like, even if she hadn't have died and she'd seen that, that's a big ick. I reckon she would have died.
That's a red flag. They would have, he instantly would have been broken up with. Yeah, that was an ick. Not attractive, not a good look.
You know how you said you were probably going to remember something good from AVP and just, like, jump back to that because this film was shit?
Yep.
I've had one of those moments.
I love that.
When in AVP where Wayland is like, no, you guys go on, I'll hold off this absolute just powerhouse thing for some time. I love that because, like, he swings at the Predator with a fucking ice pick. The Predator grabs it, is about to just absolutely slaughter him, and then he scans him. He's just like, "Ah, oh, dude's got cancer. You're all right, little buddy," and walks off. And then Wayland, who has actively tried to kill this thing and has been given a second chance because he's dying, fucking tries to set him on fire with an aerosol and a lighter. And then gets killed. I love that whole sequence because it makes no sense from like the human perspective. I love that the Predator goes, he's dying anyway. He's not a threat. It's not even worth me killing him. I love the like implied thought process on the Predator's side. Wayland was just like, dude.
It's crazy that you understand from the Predator's perspective, and then we as human beings are like, what the fuck is that guy doing? And he's a human being.
Well, interesting. Like, all we get from the Predator is we see, like, what his helmet shows him, and he walks off, and you're like, oh, it's because he's got cancer. No, that's good of him. And then he's just like, don't turn your back on me. I was like, what are you doing, dude?
Yes, Mr. Cancer Man. Yeah, and then he just gets absolutely decimated. Like... What was Wayland thinking was going to happen? I have secondhand embarrassment for, like, most men in horror films because they do the stupidest shit. Like, don't worry. The females also do the most ridiculous shit. But I love that whole, I'm an alpha male. No, you're full of cancer and you're an old man. You're going to get shit on. And that's exactly what happened.
I do. That's one of the things I love about horror films. Because a lot of my, like, friends like that I work with and stuff, they don't like them, and I'm like, but you're missing out on the joy of existing for 90 minutes at a time in a world where women are just almost terminally clumsy and men are just fucking dumb and want to hit things. They're just great.
Your coworkers just don't like having fun.
Yeah, they... No. Yeah, all of them have the same colour hair. So, like...
Boring! I'm kidding, everyone. I'm kidding. So what are you rating this film on the 1 to 5 scale here?
Is this AVPR?
Yep. This is. Oh, and actually, before you do that, might I also just add in that title card was shite. Ugh, what an ugly title card. Yeah, I know. You're probably trying to think back because it's so shit you won't even remember it.
I can't remember it's the first AVP is where they do it like where the
yep
it fades in like Alien.
They can't see your hands, but just know he's doing the thing, everyone, and it makes sense.
Like the slanty letter lines.
Yes, yes,
so,
yes.
AVP, they do that. I can't remember what they...
AVPR is like, it's like the letters in red, but then it flashes real fast, like a flashbang, and it's like orange and red. It's terrible looking. It's so awful.
Fuck, yeah, no, yeah, because...
It's so bad.
Like, if I didn't know what the film was called, that wouldn't have helped.
Nope.
Like that, yeah,
ugliest fucking title card. I will give that the award of the fucking ugliest title card I've ever seen in my 25 years of living.
That
hands
was
down.
Aggressively bad, yeah.
Yep. I don't like that title card at all. That was fucking ugly. And I'm a big part, like, I'm really big on title cards. So I know that's like really random, but I'm huge on title cards. And that was an ugly fucking title card.
No, title. I do think like a good title card can like. I'm not going to say I've ever like. I will never say that a title card can, like, make or break a film, but, like...
It sets the tone.
Yeah, and I'm going to use an example now, and I hope that you've seen this film, and I imagine that you would have, just knowing what I know about you. Have you seen Evil Dead Rise?
Yes, that title card, fuck hard.
It's the best, like, beautiful. Literally, she comes out of the water, there's fucking just stupid, crazy, just operatic music, and then Evil Dead Rise, like...
That's one of my favorite title cards. Another great title card is actually, have you seen Smile?
Yes.
Great title card. Amazing. Love.
What was the title card for that?
So the title card is, it just says Smile, but it's like flashing really like fast. And if I'm not mistaken, there was like some really cool music that went with it. It was just a really nice title card. Really liked that one. You'll have to go look into it after this because I definitely need your opinion on it now because I'm weird.
Yeah,
need a review on this title card.
Yeah, I was gonna say because I haven't seen it since I saw it in the cinema, so I watch a lot of shit, so I have forgotten that one. Evil Dead Rise has stuck with me, like literally. I was when that happened, like the person I was with when I went to see it, they kind of like looked at me confused because I like no one could hear me apart from them because they were sat right next to me. I like laughed out loud, like in kind of this like weird like. Sense of relief because I saw that and I was like, this film is gonna have to plumb such epic depth of being crap for me to dislike it after seeing this because
that,
this is,
yeah.
I loved it so much. I'm gonna write this down. Smile title card because I
perfect.
Right, so I've established that so for both of us, AVP, 5 out of 5.
Yep.
I don't like paying out, like, I think that's the phrase, like, is it paying out? Like going hard on hating a movie. Like, I tend not to like doing that. But this film is what this film is. I don't want to give it a 0 because that feels disingenuous, but... At the same time, I don't think I've ever seen a film. I mean, maybe. Oh, God. I have seen films I hate more than this. I know I have. Not many, but I have.
This is a quality franchise, though. That's why this is hard.
See, because I'm thinking, do I give it a 2? Because your reasoning behind it is like solid. I was like, you know what, a 2 seems fair. Like 3 is too high because 3 would mean that it was just mediocre. Like, and it's not. It's actively bad. No, I'm going to give it a 2. I'll tell you why, and it's because of a film critic in this country who described this phenomenon. It's a 2-star film because if it was a 1-star film. That means it's so bad, you have to see it. Like, I don't know, I think I saw a one-star review of, like, Nicolas Cage's The Wicker Man, and I was like, you, sir, have just encouraged me to see Nicolas Cage's The Wicker Man. So,
they don't mean that review.
But two-star, it kind of just means it's bad, and it's like the middle road of badness, so I'm going to say it's give it 2 stars, because it's like, it's shit, but in an unremarkable way. It's not entertainingly shit, it's just shit. So yeah, 2 stars, I guess.
We're in agreeance. We agree on both films.
Oh, that is good.
Yep. I think we've summed it up.
Yeah.
One's good, one's bad.
Yeah. Out of the 2 films I watched on a Friday night, I only hated half of them. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's like not bad. Those are that's pretty good fractions, and I'm terrible at math, so it's pretty good.
But yeah. And actually, before we go, and by all means, if you don't have any immediate thoughts, then I can just edit this whole part of the conversation out. On Twitter, because it like notifies me when people who I follow like tweets and stuff, because that's how fucking Twitter works. One of the things you said about how shit AVPR was, and that they squandered an opportunity, and someone commented on it going, you should write your own, or something to that effect, because it would be good. And you said, I have thoughts on this.
I do.
So if we were to go back in time, assassinate the brothers Strauss, and we get you in the room to direct or write your ideal version of AVP2, what are your ideas?
That's a tough one for that particular one, honestly, because it's like, to be fair, the Predalien has to basically happen. It has to, just given what source material we're given at the end of AVP. So that's what makes this so hard, is that I would need fucking the best special effects artists like worldwide. Like, they've made it, they've actively made this hard for themselves. I feel like if you were going to do the whole Predalien shit, you shouldn't have did it that early, because we could have just straight up like had another AVP movie. And I think we could have went, we spoke about this last time off of here, and how we could have had like an Alien versus Predator, but a true, like, we actually get segments of where the Predators are fighting the aliens on top of that pyramid that was in, really cool. Cool. That is more along the lines. I would love to see something more of like, where do the aliens come from? Where do the Predators come from? What is it like on said home planets? How do these creatures, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like there's more we could have gotten into without the fucking yapping of humans. And that's what I think I hate the most, is just the constant need for human beings, because I understand the way filmmakers, like, I get where their thought process are, and they're basically like, we can't have a movie, like a silent movie, even though we've done that before in the fucking way older times. Like, you know, we look at Nosferatu, they were fine. Like silent movies existed. And if you give us incredible graphics, incredible cinematography, incredible soundtrack, like, you, and quite frankly, the Predators, like, give us fucking subtitles. These fuckers talk. And they're weird little, blah, blah, blah. Like, they talk in their weird little noises they make. Like, it's just give us subtitles. Like, I feel like if you're going to focus, if you need to have words, give us fucking subtitles. And honestly, stop pleasing the crowd. Because that's what they're doing. They're like, oh my God, people aren't going to watch our movies because people need talking in movies.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Move past that mindset and give us a true Alien versus Predator movie without the fucking humans. Because that's what they're doing. They're figuring out ways to add in human beings so that there can be discussion and words happening, because they're nervous of the outcome if there wasn't. And that's what I want for AVP is that. I'm just, I don't know what I would do in the sense of like, you know, the direct sequel to AVP, because I can't really tell you that because these guys fucked the duck so hard that I can't even think of what I would do with that, because it's just, how do you fix that? I don't know.
I've got an idea that I've literally thought up in like the last 2 minutes by hearing you talk. So I can run through that real quick.
Yeah.
So bear in mind, this is, so AVP has not happened in this wonderful universe that we're going into now. At the end of AVP, you have the thing pop out and go, right? At the start of the next one, because presumably, because Predators have like the tech, you see they have tech for monitoring aliens and stuff. I think as soon as the chest bursting happened, if not before that, they'd be like, oh shit, we've got an alien on our ship. So you have the ship going through space, the thing bursts out, you get a Predator come in, dunk, puts it in a capsule. That is the last you see of the Predator alien for most of the film. Then you have it set on like the Predator homeworld, or a place where Predators generally live. And you basically make Gladiator, but with Predators. So you follow one Predator who, like, you can even do the whole, like, starting at nothing and become, basically, make it Gladiator, mash it up with Rocky, kind of, and have him just, like, a Predator, like, working his way up through, like, gladiatorial battles, that sort of thing. So you get the hunting stuff, the whole thing about honor, this, that, and the other. And then, at the end of the film, his final, like, the boss fight almost, the fight between Rocky Predator. We introduce the Ivan Drago of the thing, and it's the Pred-Alien grown up. And you have that as, like, the final. So take it away from the beginning, just know that in the background they've got something that, like, they've got something that they're going to put into the Gladiator pit, and have that as the final battle, but just have the Pred-Alien as fucking massive, like a giant version, like basically queen sized. Have it as the, because that's the only way the proportions of the head fucking work, is if the rest of it is like queen sized. So like, and just have that as like, so just do Gladiator but with Predators, and then have the Predalien as the big final showdown thing.
Well, I can tell you I'd rather watch that than AV fucking PR any day of the week. So, I'm sold. like anything I think is better than that we had to endure again. Jeez. I don't even think there's merch on that movie, honestly. I'm very curious if someone's like...
Yeah. Okay, so I've been David.
And I've been Mad Mildred. I have a new name every time.
And we'll be back whenever we think of another film to talk about. See you in the next one. Okay. This is all going to get cut out.
Now, how do we get Craig?